Backlash.
1992, Eastern Europe. Following the breakup of the Soviet Union, the tiny independent republic of Bavakia, population 204, must face the terrifying prospect of going it alone as an independent nation, with only the firm, guiding hand of expert butcher and newly elected president Tibor Backlash to steer it through the vagaries of fate.
Iron Lady.
Tibor Backlash, stop messing about with that abacus and look at this.
What is it now, Magda? Can't you see I'm busy trying to reduce the budget deficit?
What? By turning that thing upside down and replacing the blue beads with red ones?
I'm exploring a new economic paradigm.
Well, never mind about that. Have you seen today's copy of the Daily Trumpet?
Oh, that rag. All they ever print is turnip recipes and impassioned calls for the restoration of the monarchy.
And don't forget the celebrity gossip.
Oh, celebrity gossip. But Vakia doesn't have any celebrities.
Ah, so that's why that page is always blank. No wonder they want to bring back the monarchy.
Oh, get to the important stuff, Magda. What's on page 3 today?
Oh, my. It's a picture of 60-year-old Olga Kurmakov in her best Sunday overalls, sitting on a muddy tractor!
Oh, smut! That's all they print. Smut!
Well, you seem to be quite happy when they were supporting your run for the presidency.
They only did that because I promised to fund a colour supplement.
I don't think a colouring book was what they had in mind. It wouldn't have been so bad if you'd included some crayons.
Do you have any idea what crayons cost?
Anyway, I don't think they like you anymore.
What do you mean?
See the front page headline. Backward Backlash backs Bavakia back into a back alley. Backwards.
Oh, I'm not scared of their awkward antagonistic alliteration. They'll not make an assonance out of me.
Well, they go on to say that by raising the prices at the public urinals in the town square, Backlash has put relief before the reach of the urban poor.
There's still the ditch behind the stables.
They also say that you must take responsibility for the catastrophic collapse of the eel fishing industry.
It's not my fault that Grigor the eel catcher pesca got swallowed by that giant lamprey at Black Curse Lake.
How did it get to be so big?
Oh, it's the usual thing. Genetic mutation occurring as a result of chemical pollution. Or in this case, the workers from the nuclear plant nipping down there for a pee. Good thing Brezhnev shut the place down.
Well, according to this report, the Poles are all against you.
The Poles? Who cares what the Poles think? They've got their own problems.
Not the Poles. The Poles!
Oh, you mean the Poles?
Yes. No. Wait a minute. Which Poles do you mean?
Well, the opinion polls, of course.
Right. See, this survey of Bavakian opinion shows that 98% of the 2% of Bavakians who expressed a preference for a favourite cat food also hate you.
So that would be Igor and Natasha Volgrav?
Yes. I suppose that's only to be expected. They are very fond of cats.
And cat food too. No wonder they're always licking themselves. Look, there must be something else in the paper.
Well, there's the horoscope.
Oh, come on, not that superstitious rubbish. What does it say about Pisces?
It says, you are a corrupt and evil dictator who will soon be overthrown by a popular uprising of the oppressed proletariat.
Piss ban, they are relentless. I hate to think what will happen when they find out I blew the whole national budget on 300 barrels of best quality pig fat.
Well, it did seem like a good investment at the time, Backlash. It's the ideal stuff for greasing wooden wagon wheels.
Yes, but transport technology has moved on. Anyway, I'm off downstairs to the butcher shop. I want to see how our teenage daughter Tanya's getting on with stuffing that pig fat into the sausages. Tanya, how are you getting on with the sausages?
Papu, I thought you were going to come and help me with these.
I was, Tanya, but, you know, matters of state intervened.
I could hear the football on the radio.
It's important for a leader to keep up with these things, you know, in case Bagvakia scores one day.
Yes, you and Mamu are always so busy with your politickings. When do I get to be in the government like everybody else?
As we politicians like to say, Tanya, in good time, when the conditions are right.
Papu, what about that proposal I put on your desk last week to create a post of Secretary of State for Youth Affairs to be filled by a young person?
Yes, Tanya, it's an excellent idea. Very detailed and cogently argued.
Good, good, good. So when do I take up my new post in government?
Your mother's already taken up the post, Tanya, so you'll have to wait for her to resign.
Mamu, but she's not young. She's really, really old, just like you.
Oh, she's young in her own mind, Tanya, and I'm afraid that's all that matters.
You're both horrible. Old, old, old and horrible.
Now, now, Tanya, you dry those tears and tell me how you're getting on with stuffing those sausages.
Oh, Papu, there's so much sawdust and gristle in there that I can barely squeeze a spoonful of pig fat into each sausage.
What? At that rate, it'll take 500 years to get shot of it all. Oh, we've no choice. We'll have to take the last of the meat out of the sausages.
We did that last month, Papu. Remember when you got that bargain at the sawmill's closing down sale?
Now that's true, and it was top quality sawdust too.
And still the sausages won't sell. Not even when you offered free intestinal surgery with every pack.
How about those giblet pies? Surely they must be a big seller.
Well, I sold one, but only by pretending it was a tortoise. I think little Gregor Kuchulkin will want his money back when the hibernation season ends.
No, Tanya, we have a strict no refunds policy. Surely there have been some other customers.
That horrid Rudy Spetnik dropped by. But that was just to invite me to the Young Tractor Driver's Assistant's annual clog dance. As if I'd be seen dead at anything so hipless.
I think you mean unhip, Tanya. And it may not be as dull as you think. I hear they've got an accordionist.
That doesn't make any difference. Rudy Spetnik is horrible, horrible, horrible. Walking around with his shirt unbuttoned to show off that Donny Osmond medallion that he bought on the black market.
Rudy's not so bad, Tanya. After all, he's the only man in Bagvakia who knows how to change the batteries in a transistor radio. Now just think how useful that will be if we ever get any transistor radios.
I don't need him or any other boy, Papu. I'm going to be a strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man to protect her.
Not even when the wild elk stampede down Main Street during the mating season.
Well, maybe then. But the rest of the time, I'm going to be a strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man.
Fine, you can show how strong and independent you are by shifting some of those swine livers. Oh, they're starting to get a bit gamey.
Look, Papu, here comes Piotr Bollock, the postman.
And Minister of Defence, Tanya. I wonder what's got him so steamed up.
Pizonya badass, Tanya. Pizonya badass, Backlash.
Pizonya badass, Piotr.
Pizonya badass, Piotr. What are you so excited about? I haven't seen you this worked up since you found that unexploded warhead in the duck pond.
I have great news, Backlash. We're going to have a visitor. The most famous woman in the entire world.
Is that Kylie Minogue?
We should be so lucky.
No, not her. Her. Somebody bigger. Much bigger.
Well, then who, Piotr?
If it's Lulu, I'll simply scream.
Then let me tell you. While delivering mail to the Hog's Bladder Inn, I overheard Svetlana, the manageress, talking on the phone to a very special guest who's arriving today.
Oh, Piotr, tell us, tell us.
Yes, for Krupkin's sake, stop making a meal out of it.
I'm talking about a woman with nerves of steel and an adamantium backbone, a political treasure, an icon of national sovereignty, the former Prime Minister of the United British Kingdom of Ireland, Scotland, Wales and London, Mrs. Margaret Thatcher.
Mrs. Thatcher, the Iron Lady.
And she's bringing her husband Dennis along. To carry her bags and her weapons, I suppose.
You don't suppose she'll bring Michael Heseltine with her, do you? He's quite groovy.
Not according to my intelligence, Tanya, no.
Mrs. Thatcher. Yes, this could be just the shot in the arm my presidency needs.
What do you mean, Papu?
Well, I'm afraid my popularity is at an all-time low, my poppet.
I've told you the answer to that, Backlash.
Yes, I'm afraid you did.
More Backlash. That's the only answer, war.
War? What is it good for?
Oh, it's sheer magic for a ruler's popularity. Just you ask Mrs. Thatcher. We must stand up to Slavonian aggression just as she stood up to the demands of our own miners for decent pay and working conditions.
Have I missed something, Piotr? What Slavonian aggression are you talking about today?
Oh, a most provocative incident, Backlash. I was delivering mail to the old collective farm near the border. You know, where those scruffy hippies used to live.
Those were political prisoners, Piotr. And it was a forced labour camp with no washing facilities.
Well, so the liberal press would have you believe. But anyway, I saw that Rimsky Smerdyakov of the Slotnian post office over on their side of the hedge.
And?
And he laughed at my official Bogvakian postman's uniform.
Piotr, I know you designed it yourself, but perhaps the plumed helmet and the gold buttons are a wee bit too much.
And to be honest, Piotr, even Michael Jackson couldn't carry off those epaulettes.
And the sash and the cloak are always getting tangled up in your post bag.
That's not the point, Backlash. It's an affront to the honour of Bogvakia. And you know what that means.
No, I think I can guess.
War, Backlash. It means war, that's the answer.
Piotr, maybe a better answer would be if I wrote a protest song mocking their inefficient parcel delivery service.
No, Tanya. No song, no matter how bitingly satirical, could ever wipe away the shame of our terrible humiliation of 1910.
1910? None of us were even born then.
Not the year, the score. That infamous football match.
Not to downplay it, Piotr, but it was only between two girls' primary schools.
But to be beaten by a school for the blind. Oh, the shame, Backlash. The ignominy. Death to all Slavotnians.
Oh, forget about Slavotnia. What I'm getting at is this. If I appear before the people with a world leader of Mrs. Thatcher's stature by my side, why, my popularity with the Poles will skyrocket.
The Poles? What have the Poles got to do with it?
Oh, but did that already, Piotr?
Oh, right, okay. Well, she'll be arriving at the Hog's Blather Inn any time now.
Papu, you can't let her stay there. They haven't changed the bed linen in 20 years.
And their cooked breakfast violates the UN Chemical Weapon Treaty.
I remember the Red Army refused to billet their soldiers there on health grounds.
Yes, they chose to bunk down in that disused missile silo instead, in spite of the radiation.
So what are you going to do, Papu?
I need a brilliant plan. An ingenious stratagem that will bring her under my influence.
Papu, if you keep pacing up and down like that, you'll wear a hole in the carpet.
Aha! I've got it! You hurry up the road, my poppet, and intercept the Thatchers before they get here. Bring them to our flat, and we'll put them up in the spare room.
What spare room, Papu?
Well, by spare room, I mean your room, Tanya.
My room?
Yes. I'm sure they won't mind the ceramic aisles and the Boney M posters.
But you can't throw me out of my own room. It's my only sanctuary from a world of heartless cruelty, existential angst, and Rudy Spetnik.
It's only temporary, Tanya. And look, it'll give you the chance to make friends with Mrs. Thatcher. She might even introduce you to Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce Forsyth? Oh, do you really think so?
Certainly. Now off you go, my pet, and fetch them here.
Well, all right then. But they'd better not touch those copies of the Jackie under my bed.
Your flat isn't going to make much of an impression on a major world leader, Backlash.
Ah, but we've just enough time for Magda to redecorate the place, Piotr, and rebrand it as the Grand Britannia Hotel.
Kenneth, stop dawdling.
We want to get to this so-called town before nightfall.
Sorry, Meg. It is quite a load I'm carrying, what with the suitcases, the trunk, the hat boxes, and your sample case.
Oh, don't whine, man. You know I can't abide weakness. Say what you like about the Roman Emperor Nero. The man did not tolerate human frailty.
So you've told me, dear.
Now, you're quite sure we're in Bulgaria?
Pretty sure. Well, it's some place like that. You know, foreigners talking gibberish, lots of garlic, and a favourable exchange rate.
Well, wherever we are, I hope that slow-witted mutant at the garage can get our car fixed by morning. And I'm sure that ignorant creature we spoke to over the phone got our names wrong when I booked the room.
She did sound very excited when you told her our names were Margaret and Kenneth Hatcher.
She'd better have a decent room ready for us, that's all I can say, and a full English breakfast in the morning.
Yes, dear. Though, to be honest, I'm still not sure why we're travelling around the continent, putting up with all the foreign ways.
Well, much as I dislike their appalling road system and poor grasp of the English language, I simply had to get away from England. This slump in door-to-door sales of ladies' cosmetics has made me rather despondent.
Don't let it get you down, dear. Sales of mascara and pink blush lipstick are bound to go up again.
If women today had any decency, sales would never have gone down. The nerve of some of these young things shambling about the streets with barely a touch of makeup on their pale, blotchy faces. It's quite disgusting.
Speaking of young things, isn't that a teenage girl hurrying down the road towards us?
Yes, an undernourished, out-of-shape specimen if ever I saw one. Stay right where you are, young woman, and don't dare pant all over me.
Mrs. Thatcher!
Hatcher.
Oh, am I saying it wrong? Mrs. Thatcher!
Oh, this really is a complete waste of time. You can't do anything with these people.
Tell me, young woman, what do you want with us?
I've been sent by Papu, President Backlash, to show you to your luxury accommodation here in Bogvakia.
Did you hear that, Kenneth? She can't even get the name of her own country right. Well, don't just stand there perspiring, girl. Lead on, lead on.
So, Magda, have you decorated Tanya's room like I told you to?
A half Backlash. I've poured all my creative energy into it. You can't move for chintz curtains, lace doilies and mahogany effect furniture. And I've hung up all the pictures I could find of famous Britishers. The Duke of Wellington, Norman Wisdom and Dick Van Dyke.
Good, good. And you've been practising some patriotic British songs?
Yes, Land of Hope and Glory, Down at the Old Bull and Bush, and England swings like a pendulum do. Bobbies and bicycles, two by two. Westminster.
All right, that's enough.
Down at Big Ben.
Perhaps you'd better play some British records instead.
Well, I did manage to get my hands on a few band 45s, Backlash. Here they are. The Beatles, Shirley Bassey and Bernard Cribbins.
Yes, that should set the right mood.
And see, I've hung a British I'm All Right Jack flag over the kitchen door and put a vase of daffodils on the mantelpiece.
Well done, Magda. This place is more British than the Albert Hall.
Oh, Backlash, this is my big chance to become one of the glamorous sisterhood of fabulous and globally influential women. Soon I'll be pampering myself at a beauty spa alongside Nancy Reagan and Jane Fonda.
Backlash, here comes Tanya now with the Thatchers. I spotted them with the telescope I bought to keep a watch on the Slavotnian border.
The Slavotnian border? Then why is it always pointed at the swimming hole behind the girls' foresters' activity shed?
In case the Slavotnians tried to sneak up on us by submarine. I wouldn't put it past them, Backlash.
I wouldn't put much past you either.
Papu, Mamu, Piotr, may I present Mrs. Margaret Thatcher?
Hatcher.
Yes, to Hatcher.
And her husband, Kenneth.
Be quiet, Kenneth.
Oh, your premiership, what an honour it is to see your stiletto heels treading the soil of Bogvakia underfoot.
Stop grovelling, you odd little man.
Why are you wearing that ridiculous costume?
Oh, forgive him, Mrs. Thatcher. This is Piotr Bollocks, Ministry of Defence. And the postman.
And who might you be? You look like a down-at-heel bookie to me.
I am Tibor Backlash, the president of Bogvakia. Welcome to to the Grand Britannia Hotel, Bogvakia's venue of choice for visiting dignitaries.
Really? The decor leaves a lot to be desired. That Welsh flag is upside down, and those daffodils are all higgledy-piggledy. Say what you like about Mussolini. The man knew a thing or two about flower arranging.
Quite. Allow me to present my wife, Magda, the First Lady of Bogvakia.
First Lady? Then why are her hair and makeup so second-rate?
I'll have you know I was a July cover girl for the Agricultural Implement Lovers Monthly.
I assume you mean you were covered up. Honestly, just give me a few minutes with you and my sample case and I could work wonders. A touch of eyeliner and some lip gloss would really accentuate your assets.
Really? You don't think it looks too big in this dress?
No time for that now, your premiership. We have important matters of state to discuss.
Whatever are you talking about, you absurd little man?
Tanya, perhaps you could show our honoured guests to their room and see they have everything they need.
Of course, Papu. This way, Mr. and Mrs. Thatcher.
They're never going to get our name right, are they, dear?
I expect it's just too difficult for them to get their foreign tongues around.
You know, I'm beginning to suspect that woman may not be Margaret Thatcher after all. All this talk about cosmetics and flower arranging, it seems out of character.
Don't be ridiculous, Backlash. That steely demeanour, that cold, commanding tone. Who else could it possibly be?
Of course it's her. Did you see the way she looked right through me? Like I was nobody. Huh, it's all your fault, Backlash. A first lady should have a mansion, a limo, a tennis court, and a slightly camp private secretary.
All in good time, Magda. You know, I'm sure Margaret Thatcher would have been taller.
Oh, look out the window here. The crowds are gathering.
Yes, they're waiting for you to appear on the balcony with Mrs. Thatcher. This will send your poll ratings through the roof.
You're right, Piotr. I should stop worrying and enjoy my moment of triumph.
Papu, I've just made a terrible discovery.
Oh, I've tried to hide it from you, my poppet. But yes, Rick Astley is married.
No, it's not that, Mamu. I've been talking to these English people, and it turns out she's not Margaret Thatcher at all. Her name is Meg Hatcher, and she sells ladies' cosmetics. And Mamu, is that true about Rick Astley?
Never mind your pop idols, Tanya. This is disastrous. That crowd up there expect me to appear with Margaret Thatcher, international stateswoman and global feminist icon, not some woman who flogs makeup.
Wait, she's just some saleswoman. The nerve of that creature, looking down on the First Lady of Bogvakia.
What? Oh, that's not my priority right now, Magda.
I know, when that mob out there learns the truth, they'll probably lynch you.
Now, hang on a minute, Backlash. We all thought she was Margaret Thatcher, didn't we?
You have a point, Magda. And the Bogvakian people are notoriously gullible.
Oh, they are, that Backlash. You elected you president, after all.
Yes. And all I have to do is persuade that saleswoman to play along and pretend to be the Iron Lady for a little while.
And we all know how persuasive you can be, Backlash. Remember the hot summer of 75? Mm-hmm. Remember you turned that anti-tank trench into a swimming pool? Remember you said swimsuits are for the bourgeoisie?
Oh, remember it, my sugar plum. Every time I look at our little Tanya.
Mamu, what are you and Papu talking about?
Nothing, my poppet. Look, this could work. I'll get Mrs. Hatcher to tell the mob what a splendid fellow I am. Then she can carry on her way to Rumpovia or wherever she thinks she's going.
I don't know, Backlash. She doesn't seem like the cooperative type.
Oh, Papu, I think I know how you can talk around. I heard her tell her husband that she'd give anything in the world for something called a full English breakfast.
People of Bogvakia, after a frank and constructive exchange of views with your so-called president, Tibor Backlash, I am pleased to announce a raft of measures that will rejuvenate the economy and make Bogvakia a leading player in the global cosmetics market!
Sounds good so far, Backlash.
Frankly, Piotr, I'm a bit worried. All she was supposed to do was tell everybody what a fine, trustworthy fellow I am and get off.
First, we shall revalue the Grotnik. From now on, one Grotnik will be worth three Grotniks. And 10 Grotniks will be worth an entire sheep with change left over. The benefits of this will be obvious to anyone who bothers to do the maths.
I'm not sure I'm following this, Backlash.
Oh, so this is why she was fiddling with my abacus.
We are going to downsize the pickle beet factory by burning it to the ground and replacing it with an advanced perfumery. Finally, we shall reclaim that part of Yevgeny Plotkin's turnip field that has been under Slavotnian occupation since the infamous border survey map misprint of 1989. If necessary, we shall prepare for war!
Did you hear that, Backlash? War at last. It's a dream come true.
Piss, ban, Gremiko! This masquerade has gone to a head. The woman is completely mad.
That's just what they said about Margaret Thatcher, Backlash. Isn't it glorious?
Oh, this is terrible, Magda. In only 2 days, that mad English woman has totally taken over the running of the country.
It's your own fault, Backlash. You're the one that cast her as the Iron Lady.
But I didn't expect it to go to her head like this. She's reduced me to nothing but a figurehead.
I'm afraid you're right, Backlash. You're just a meaningless facade, a hollow, empty sham, a pathetic, powerless puppet.
All right, Magda, there's no need to rub it in.
At least you don't have to make her one of those awful English breakfasts. What kind of sick mind puts mushrooms and baked beans on the same plate?
Mr. Backlash, you've got to help me.
How do you mean, Ken?
It's Meg. She's completely out of control. She's demanding the Russians hand over the Caspian Sea and claiming that Mount Chuquicalpa in Peru rightfully belongs to Bogvakia.
She certainly has ambition. I mean, it's nice to see a strong, independent woman taking charge and calling the shots, sir. Wouldn't you agree, Backlash?
Yes, yes, Magna. Now go and make her a cup of cabbage root tea. Maybe that'll calm her down.
I'll do my best, Backlash, but if she refers to me as the upstairs maid one more time, I'll make her swing like a pendulum do.
She's gone crackers over all this political nonsense. I don't think she's ever going to leave Bogvakia.
Piz Bangramiko, it's worse than I feared.
No offence to your charming country, Mr. Backlash, but I want to go back to Surbiton. I miss my garden, and the azaleas will be blooming soon.
What sent her off on this touring holiday in the first place?
It was the state of the British cosmetics market. You see, for 3 years, Meg was the top door-to-door saleswoman for Avon, Bellevue Beauty Products, and Cutie Pie Cosmetics. But now it seems young women simply don't want to go around wearing 2 inches of makeup. They'd rather get tattoos and have their tongues pierced.
So she's running away from her troubles, just like Magda when she goes off in a buzzard shoot.
I wish we could persuade her to go back to England and sell cosmetics again instead of wasting her time with all this world conquest nonsense.
Oh, frankly, her newfound lust for power is going to be hard to overcome. It's a bit like trying to persuade Stalin to shut down the gulags and take up crochet instead.
If only there were some new product that might rekindle her enthusiasm for cosmetics.
Now, what sort of product are you thinking of, Ken? What's the next big thing in cosmetics?
I don't know. Maybe some kind of moisturiser to rejuvenate tired skin.
A moisturiser, eh? Tell me, does it matter what it's made from?
Not really, as long as it's not toxic. Even then, the lawyers have ways of dodging liability.
Kenneth, I think I have an idea that will solve both our troubles. But first, I'm going to have to subvert her most loyal supporter. Ah, Piotr, I thought I'd find you here in the armoury.
Of course, Backlash. We have to prepare to roll back the tide of Slavotnian aggression.
It does look like you've been busy.
Oh, yes. I've loaded the musket, polished both the bayonets, and I'm thinking of buying a hand grenade.
Look, Piotr, I know you're enjoying all this like a wild boar driving into a bathtub full of truffles, but you've got to help me get rid of Meg Hatcher.
Get rid of her? Backlash, you can't be serious. This is the most glorious moment in the whole history of Bogvakia.
I hate to spoil your fun, Piotr, but you haven't heard her latest insane plan.
What would that be, Backlash? Annexing the Urals? Tunnelling under the earth to invade Brussels from below? Setting up a national lottery?
No, nothing like that. She wants to privatise the post office. Piotr, are you all right?
Privatise? The post office? But how can we...
And as we... part of that privatisation, she's going to sell off your uniform to finance a new set of postage stamps showing famous hairdressers from British history.
A uniform? No, never, never.
Stop being so frantic, Piotr. You're getting your arms and legs all tangled up in your sash.
There's only one answer, Backlash. That woman must die. Die, do you hear me? Here, I've got the musket. Just point me in the right direction.
No, Piotr. Assassination's not the answer. I have a better plan, and you have a crucial part to play in it.
Well, Backlash, the time is up. Now we'll see if your ludicrous claims are true.
Now, Mrs. Hatcher, remember that an hour ago we sat Piotr down in the back room and plastered his face with that special Bogvakian skin moisturiser? By now, it will have worked its magic.
If it can do anything at all with that desiccated walrus, it will be a miracle. I'll go and see.
Well, Backlash, this is it. The moment of truth.
No, truth has nothing to do with it, Magda. Oh, here she comes back again.
Backlash, it's astonishing. It's a complete transformation. He looks at least 30 years younger. I can hardly believe it's the same man.
Yes, remarkable, isn't it?
Kenneth!
Yes, my love?
Pack up our things, Kenneth. We're heading back to England, lickety-split. Say what you like about Genghis Khan. No one ever accused him of shilly-shallying.
Yes, dear. No, dear. Right away, dear.
And you, Backlash, send me as many barrels of that miracle compound as you can lay your hands on.
I will, Mrs. Hatcher. I promise you that.
Thanks, Backlash. You were a lifesaver.
I can't believe that stuff actually worked. Maybe I should try it. You know, just a dollop or two.
Is the coast clear, Backlash?
Yes, Piotr, you can show your face again.
Walking around in your underwear. I thought you were in the back room getting a pig fat makeover.
Papu, that horrid Rudy Spetnik thinks I have to kiss him just because he's wearing that postman's uniform like you asked him to.
Oi, that's a blatant misuse of state property for salacious purposes. It says so on page 212 of my post office handbook.
Papu, you tell Rudy Spetnik I wouldn't kiss him even if he really did have Brian Adams' autograph.
Well, Tanya, I did promise him that if he helped me out, you would be nicer to him.
Nicer? To Rudy Spetnik? I'd rather cuddle a tarantula.
We must all make sacrifices for the good of the state, Tanya.
Oh, I hate all you men and all you old people. I'm going to my room to write a really long poem about my feelings and cats.
Backlash, what in the name of St. Krupkin's going on? I'm totally confused.
Magda, I did sit Piotr down in the back room and plaster Pigfeet over his face, but as soon as I got Meg Hatcher out of there, young Rudy Spetnik took his place.
He's in there now, still wearing my uniform.
Oh! So Meg Hatcher thought young Rudy was Piotr!
Miraculously transformed by my new moisturising formula, yes! She brought all 300 barrels of the pig fat and is having them shipped to England.
Where she'll be selling it door to door.
Of course, in order to use Piotr and Rudy, I had to tell her it only works in men, but she didn't seem to mind that.
Backlash, if this catches on, it could mean a complete economic turnaround for Bigvakia. I mean, this could really put us in the map.
No, no, Magda. She'll never persuade men to start using moisturisers.
Ah. Huh. You're right, of course, Backlash. I don't know what I was thinking. Cosmetics for men. The whole idea is ludicrous.
Backlash is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, and brought to you by the Peak Performance Players, with John Mitchell as Tibor Backlash, Bob Harris as Piotr Bollocks, Jane Field as Magda, Claire Fulton as Tanya, Laura Stewart as Meg Hatcher, and Chris McLaughlin as Kenneth Hatcher. This episode was secretly recorded by agents of an imperialist foreign power and fleshed out with music recorded by the Red Army Orchestra and Choir in 1944. All those implicated in this travesty will soon be transferred to a secure re-education facility where they can repent of their crimes.